we thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries. And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants.
That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, open-minded viewers, to Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 17 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Hultuj, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Groen Narin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa, Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjialu Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Ilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Songya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmin County, Channel 105 on Mincheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, China and Ireland announce solar energy incentives. In animal news, the website of American television program Animal World lists chimpanzee as the world's smartest animal. In technology news, researchers in the United Kingdom develop a robot capable of making scientific discoveries. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today in history, May 16th, prominent writer and statesman Arturo Uslar Pietri was born in 1906 in Caracas, Venezuela. A well-known essayist and novelist, Mr. Pietri authored almost 50 books, including plays, stories, poetry, and travelogues. In 1990, he was honored with Spain's esteemed Prince of Asturias Award in Letters for being one of the founders of modern Latin American literature. Also, in recognition of Mr. Pietri's contribution to the field, he received the Alfonso Reyes International Prize in 1999. Moreover, Mr. Pietri served as Venezuela's Minister of Education, Finance Minister, Senator, and Ambassador to United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization. Our many thanks to all individuals who, like Mr. Arturo Uslar Pietri, express love and concern through public service and the art of writing.
Flying news. Guatemala disrupted by early winter rains. Recently, days of incessant rainfall have affected 3,680 people in Guatemala, with the worst-hit areas being the municipalities of Chisec in Alta Verapaz and Dolores of El Petén departments. People have been stranded without electricity or water, with roads blocked by landslides. Teams with equipment have been dispatched to dredge local rivers for flood prevention.
On May 14th, Supreme Master Ching Hai pledged $10,000 in emergency aid. This amount could purchase an equivalent of $90,000 in basic supplies in the United States based on the cost of living in Guatemala.
We are grateful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's loving assistance that will surely bring much needed help to these communities.
Our prayers for the soon recovery of the afflicted Guatemalans to their happy normal lives, and that weather extremities such as these become a thing of the past through our greater kindness toward the environment.
Downpours affect over 2 million in China. People in the southwestern and central Shanxi, Sichuan, Guizhou, and Hubei provinces have been soaked by constant rains that began last Tuesday. Landslides in Sichuan and Hubei provinces have left one person missing, while in Shandong province, more than 1.5 million people, along with 200 hectares of cropland, have been affected. Local governments have implemented an emergency plan and have evacuated the storm victims.
Supreme Master Ching Hai immediately offered $30,000 and asked our association's relief team to please go to help those most in need, while conveying her love, prayers, and thanks. This amount could obtain the equivalent of $235,000 in relief materials if purchased in the United States, based on China's cost of living. Our heartfelt appreciation, Chinese government and relief personnel who are working to keep people safe and secure. We are ever grateful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's caring aid to the most vulnerable.
We pray for the protection and shelter of all those who have been affected, and that extreme events such as these will be minimized through our gentler treatment of the earth and her inhabitants.
France offers aid to Martinique flood victims. Torrential rains that began last week have brought floods and landslides to towns of Martinique. At least two people have succumbed to the storm, approximately 80% of the nation's schools were closed, and 20,000 homes were without power. In response, the French Minister for Overseas Departments, Yves Jégot, has authorized emergency funds to aid the affected regions. On May 15th, Supreme Master Ching Hai pledged $10,000 if our association's relief team could go to aid the people in urgent need, and sent the message, "With love and thanks, Ching Hai." The donation could purchase approximately $33,000 in relief items in the United States based on the cost of living in Martinique.
Our gratefulness and heaven bless Minister Jégot and France for your timely and considerate response to the damaging storms in Martinique. We also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai, whose aid will surely bring comfort and relief to the flood victims. We pray for the smooth restoration of everyday life for the affected, and that our greater compassion toward all life helps disturbances such as these to subside.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
World's demand for pork falls amidst swine flu spread.
The human loss to this latest virus has risen to 73 after a fifth person succumbed in the United States, in addition to two more in Mexico. With new first cases reported in Ecuador, Malaysia, and Peru, the number of confirmed cases continues to climb, exceeding 7,520 cases in 37 countries worldwide.
Meanwhile, China's National Development and Reform Commission, the nation's top economic planner, has stated that it does not expect demand for pork products to rebound for at least a year due to the swine-related epidemic. As a result, it has called for farmers to curtail livestock production.
During an interview with Supreme Master Television, internationally renowned primatologist and conservationist Dr. Dame Jane Goodall highlighted the threats to personal and public health created in intensive animal farms where new bacteria and viruses have more opportunity to develop. Dr. Goodall is the author of the book Harvest of Hope, A Guide to Mindful Eating, which advocates a meat-free diet.
It's very dangerous to human health because to keep them alive in these miserable places where they're crammed together and can't really move, they have to be fed antibiotics regularly. And this is leading many kinds of bacteria to become resistant, building up something very scary for the future. Well, we need more of the media to talk about it. Everybody has to read my book, Harvest for Hope, and talk to their friends. And the other thing is, let's try and eat a little meat like the United Nations called for. I mean, since I stopped eating meat, I've got so much energy. I mean, I don't think I could do what I do today if I was still eating meat and having to digest all the toxins in the meat.
Thank you, Dr. Dame Jane Goodall, for your reminder that the illnesses so prevalent in livestock raising can be avoided by maintaining a meat-free lifestyle. Our heartfelt prayers that the effects of diseases like the swine flu are soon minimized through such choices as a safe and hygienic plant-based diet.
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith, regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings on some aspects of health and healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Gaudai. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adelila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been specially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutrakatanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds in nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure. The supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. There will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Activists regain their freedom in Malaysia. Three leaders of the Hindu Rights Action Force, a group of 30 non-governmental organizations, have been released by the Malaysian government. P. Utaya Kumar, M. Manaharan, and T. Vasanta Kumar are the last to be freed of the five who were detained in December 2007. Amnesty International welcomed the government's decision to release these three along with 10 other organization members. We are delighted to know of the freedom of Messrs. Utakumar, Manaharan, and Vasanta Kumar, wishing them joyful reunions with loved ones as we pray for a world of shared understanding and respect among all people.
Egyptian court protects social values. A court in Egypt has ruled to ban websites with explicit adult content. Egyptian attorney Mr. Nisa Gorab took the initiative to file this suit in order to uphold the nation's social values. According to Egypt's Middle East News Agency, or MENA, the court ruling stated, "Freedoms and public rights are not absolute. They are limited by respecting the nature of the family, which is the base of this society." Honorable Mr. Gorab, our admiration for this brave step in protecting the morality of your country. We respectfully laud Egypt for standing by such a virtuous path.
Save our planet. Climate change biggest jeopardy to human health. To bring climate change concerns to the healthcare community, a new report by British researchers at the University College London in the leading medical journal The Lancet describes the many anticipated impacts of global warming, from life-threatening heat waves, food and water scarcity, to extreme weather events like droughts and floods.
With many countries already reporting effects of climate change, the authors cite examples such as the 2003 heat wave in Europe that claimed up to 70,000 lives, saying that warmer weather will also increase the risk of insect and bacteria-borne diseases such as malaria and salmonella. In shifting the focus to solutions, study author Dr. Anthony Costello of the UK's University College London said, "If we move society toward a low-energy, low-carbon lifestyle, we will have reduced levels of obesity, heart disease, diabetes, lung disease from pollution, and obviously stress." The authors intend to create a body of work that can be presented at climate change forums to help mitigate the adverse health effects through a combination of preventive and treatment measures.
Dr. Costello and University College London colleagues, along with The Lancet, we are grateful for your work together on the human health aspect of climate change. May the medical community join in seeking the most sustainable ways for everyone to coexist and to secure a still beautiful world for our children.
Fully aware of the range of climate change impacts on humanity, Supreme Master Ching Hai has often urged for constructive action, as in an August 2008 international gathering with our association members, where she further explained about a sure solution for the Earth's current crisis.
Not only the flood, but the fire from the volcano hidden in the earth will also break out, and it's difficult to hide from both. And also erosion, a lot of things. And not just that, the diseases, shortage of water, and people might die slowly and agonizingly. And I just hope that day won't come, or at least to the majority of the people, that they will change their way of life. Because only walking in the way of heaven that they will find safety and protection. There's nothing else that can help them in this time of urgency. That's why I keep telling them, have to be compassionate, have to be vegetarian, turn away from blood, turn away from killing, turn away from murderous action or related supportive action. But because of the excuses, they have not been truly educated about the harmful side of meat, not just physical, but the spiritual, mental, emotional, everything for the soul. Heaven is still lenient and waiting for them to turn around. And I do hope they turn around.
Save our planet. Conservation measures protect wetlands in Ugandan mountains. A wetland site in Uganda's Rwenzori Mountains expands over 99,500 hectares of Africa's tallest mountain range. Its ecosystem, which supports many unique and rare species, is key to the region's ecology and hydrology. However, climate change effects, such as the shrinking Rwenzori glaciers, along with the demands of a growing population, have placed its survival in danger. Thus, it has been included under the protection of the Ramsar Convention on Wetlands of International Importance, an intergovernmental treaty that now monitors the preservation of nearly 2,000 wetlands regions. This will lead to national measures and international efforts to conserve and manage the wetlands and its resources. Many thanks, Uganda, for securing the protection of your precious wetlands areas. Let us quickly act to support the environment so that all may enjoy the Earth's treasured biodiversity for centuries to come.
Save our planet. Countries to find pesticide alternatives in preventing malaria. In a recent meeting co-sponsored by the World Health Organization and the United Nations Environment Programme, 40 of the signatory nations to the Stockholm Convention said that they are planning to stop using the harmful pesticide DDT in mitigating malaria. Successful DDT-free projects have been carried out in several Latin American countries where malaria cases have also been reduced by 60%. Congratulations, World Health Organization, United Nations Environment Programme, and all nations committed to better health for citizens and the planet. May such beneficial endeavors continue expanding to improve the quality of life for all.
Save our planet. A German court upholds ban on selling and planting genetically modified corn seeds in Germany due to their unwelcome effects on the environment.
Save our planet. Thailand plans to launch reforestation projects and campaigns in an effort to increase the country's tree cover by 40% within the next 8 years.
Save our planet. An international conference in the United States highlights the serious water shortage that over a billion people are newly facing due to climate change, such as those living in Asia's Himalayan region and the Sierra Nevada mountain area in the USA.
I'm Daisy the Alpaca, and I'm a delighted vegan. I eat no animal products. I'm here to share a tip on keeping a nice complexion. Many shampoos or conditioners contain oils and other substances that are good for your hair but may clog the pores in your facial skin. To help prevent this from happening, when you shower, remember to wash your face after you have rinsed out your hair. That way, any residue from your hair products will be cleansed away. Thank you for watching, and thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now, how about taking a look at the weather around the world?
In sustainable energy news, China and Ireland support sustainable energy. China has announced a subsidy that could reduce the cost of solar installations by almost half. In addition, China will allocate $1.5 billion to $3 billion on clean tech demonstration endeavors. In Ireland, the Energy Minister, Eamon Ryan, has announced a long-term incentive program which will apply to wind, solar, hydro and combined heat and power projects. Ireland plans to ensure that 33% of its electricity requirements are from eco-friendly sources by 2020. We laud you with sincere appreciation, China and Ireland, for your green steps. May a viable and thriving planet be in our present and future.
In animal news, a television website lists chimpanzee as the smartest animal. The Animal Discovery website, animal.discovery.com, linked to the very popular television program based in the United States, has cited many examples of the intellectual abilities of the great apes. These include designing and using tools, learning sign language to communicate with humans, and remembering the sign for different people after a gap of a few years. In addition, they are able to express complex ideas by bringing together a number of symbols for various objects. Kudos and many thanks, Animal Planet, for clearly demonstrating the intelligence of our incredible chimpanzee friends. May God bless all our animal co-inhabitants to be valued on our shared earthly home.
Coming up on Noteworthy News, United Kingdom researchers develop a robot that can plan and conduct experiments autonomously. We'll just let the dog in. Be right back. Stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more advancing news.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, benefiting news for a progressive world. In technology news, United Kingdom robot works alone. Adam, a robot designed by researchers at Aberystwyth University and the University of Cambridge, does not need humans' help for his scientific research. Four personal computers function as his brain, while the rest of his body is made up of robotic arms, cameras, and an array of other lab equipment. Adam, on his own, has uncovered new functions for certain genes contained in brewer's yeast. His inventors are now working on bringing to life a robot called Eve, who will search for new medicines. Our thankfulness, scientists at Aberystwyth University and the University of Cambridge, for this exciting innovation, wishing Adam and Eve much success in making beneficial discoveries for our planet.
Let's now join in laughter with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, Short Dances.
On a dance floor, a guy complained to his newly acquainted lady. You know, it's so funny. Every time I dance with you, the dances seem to be very, very short. The lady said, well, they are. My fiancé is the leader of the orchestra.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Hi there, I love your shows. I always watch them every single day, and I especially love watching Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures. You are awesome. Keep it up. May heaven bless you for all your hard work and dedication. Lily from La Jolla, USA.
Lovely Lily, we are happy that you enjoy watching Supreme Master Television, especially words of wisdom from Supreme Master Ching Hai. Our Master has dedicated her time, youth, and energy for all beings. In this crucial period of planetary crisis, Supreme Master Ching Hai has courageously, patiently, and tirelessly brought the truth to light for everyone's benefit. Luckily for global warming, there is an amazing simple solution, the compassionate vegan lifestyle. May divine will be done. God bless you and all the charitable citizens of the United States of America.
Do you have a hotline today? We very much appreciate your hotlines and stories from your part of the world. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May you be evermore graced with hope, faith, and harmony.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
1 year after imposing an indoor smoking ban, Spain announces that harmful airborne nicotine has diminished by up to 97% in workplace settings.
The British Broadcasting Corporation, or BBC, names Akhil Ahmed as its first Muslim leader of religious programming.
After being sentenced to capital punishment for over 2 decades, new DNA testing allowed Mr. Paul House of Tennessee, USA, to be released and cleared of all charges.
Her Royal Highness Princess Lala Maliki, chairwoman of the Moroccan Red Crescent, led national celebrations of World Red Cross and Red Crescent Day, speaking of the organization's continued humanitarian mission.
The healthcare industry in the USA pledges to cut $2 trillion in costs over the next 10 years, which could be used to provide health insurance to an estimated 50 million additional people.
Featuring a total of 52 entries across 4 categories, this year's 62nd Cannes Film Festival launched on a lively note with Up, a Disney Pixar animated film.
In a speech after his inauguration, South Africa's new president, Jacob Zuma, calls on all citizens to put down their differences and unite in renewed peace-building across the nation.
British canine companion Zara barked persistently to awaken her human caregiver, a young mother who then rescued the daughter, thus saving both lives from a fire that blazed through their home.
A new Guinness record has been set in a choir singing in India, where more than 160,000 people joined voices in tribute to the eminent 15th century Telugu composer, Telapaka Annamaya.
Pope Benedict XVI held a mass for thousands in Nazareth, Israel, believed to be the childhood home of Jesus, where he encouraged interfaith unity prior to a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.